I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Doubt surrounds the peace process of South Sudan. Leaders missed a critical deadline this week and have asked for a 100-day extension. Voice of the Martyrs USA spokesman Todd Nettleton says peace and stability are important for South Sudan's general population. They're also critical to ongoing gospel work.
There has been less conflict since the agreement was signed in Addis Ababa last September, but there is still the potential for conflict at any moment, which is one of the reasons, you know, we want to see progress and when we want to see a functioning unity government in place to tamp down some of those instincts towards taking power with a gun.
Pray for peace and safety, and pray for a government that will serve all of South Sudan's people, including believers. And snow has fallen, Christmas music is on the radio, and many people are busy preparing for the holiday season ahead. At the same time, Slavic Gospel Association is preparing for its Christmas outreach, Emmanuel's Child. SGA's Eric Mock says Emmanuel's Child is about more than Christmas, though.
The focus is year-round discipleship. So when people give to Emmanuel's Child, not only are they assisting the church in providing a gift to reach out to many children in the community that the church would not have had the resources to do, but it also provides a Bible and it provides Sunday school materials for the kids that return into church and start attending Sunday school.
Ask God to provide SGA partner churches with the opportunities to talk about Christ. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.